Hello.
It's Jesse.
And it's Gina.
And welcome to the Pig Rigs podcast,
where nobody is safe. That was really exciting.
So, I don't know. What do we want to start off talking about?
First of all, I think we should disclose why we wanted to start a podcast before we jump into the introductions, because I had a podcast before, but it was nothing like this. So I feel like that's where we should start.
True. So currently we're in a podcast studio.
We are.
A little bit of background, if you can tell by the studio effects.
Also, bear with us because my podcast was, the one I was in previous, was not professional by any means. So like we didn't have a room. So this is our first time, like, with a room and sound effects and getting real professional, so.
So, and we're, like, really working through it because I'm not tech savvy with any of this stuff, so this is all Gina.
We came in here, like, an hour ago, we sat down, we put the headphones on, and we were like, okay, how do we do this?
I feel like you need to add the clapping sound effect right now.
This is so fun. We're so annoying.
And the fact that this has to be one time through, like, no cuts, no edits. Like, this is real. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's safe.
Nobody.
But with that being said, the reason why we decided to start a so-called podcast is because we have been told on many occasions by many different people that we are exquisite conversation starters.
Everyone tells us they listen to our conversations and just laugh because, I don't know, I guess we're funny. I don't see it. Well, I do see it.
Okay. Alrighty, starting off strong there.
I do see it.
I don't really see it.
I do see it, but like, you know, we're not, I don't know, when we talk, we don't do it to be funny. We're just having a conversation. Talking.
So, great compliment. Thank you to our two friends who told us that we should start a podcast because of you, Anthony and Olivia, this is where we're at now.
She may or may not have just disclosed our future guest, but we're just gonna
roll with it. But if you're listening this far, thanks. And let's get started with our introductions.
You wanna go first?
Not really, because I don't know what to say.
Okay. So I'm Jesse. Let's give a little background on the names.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's not
our real names.
Not our real names, like, at all. And you know what's funny to me? Because whenever we make TikToks, shameless plug at PigRigs on TikTok, I really wonder if it, like, comes up on people's For You pages from our town, and they're like, wait, they're not Gina and Jesse.
Like, that's, like, not their names. Like, it's not at all. I mean, the first letter is our names, but, like, that's not our names.
That's all you need to know.
Nobody's safe.
We're going to use that sound, like, way too much. It's going to be disgusting.
It's also a pink button, and it, like, it sparkles is. Every time you press it, so.
Yeah.
But, little background on my name. Pretty much, Gina and I are best friends, if you can't tell.
Correct.
And, obviously, I know her entire family. She knows mine. And one time, she was talking about me with her grandma, and her grandma said, oh, are you going out with Jess tonight?
I sure was.
And she was. And she goes, who's Jess? And she goes, oh, your best friend. That was me.
Mm-hmm.
And so ever since.
It just kind of stuck.
We rolled with it. She started calling me Jessie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's these two twins in both of our lives who leave a big impact on us, and they don't know our real names.
Correct.
They also call us Jesse and Gina, so it just kind of stuck, and we now call each other.
Thank you to them. When we're rich and famous off of this, we're going to pay their college tuition.
Don't hold me to that. But so that's where that one came from. Where did yours come from?
I have no idea.
Gina.
I feel like you just called me Gina one day.
Oh. No, there's a story.
Is there news to me? Share it.
We used to work together.
Oh, Christ.
And we had a coworker who called Gina, that's not her real name, Gina, to her face.
Is that really?
Yes. And I started calling you Gina because I thought it was hilarious she didn't know your real name.
I thought she called me Gia.
No, no, no. I don't think this is who you're thinking about. I'll tell you later.
Okay, because I don't remember. But then again, there's probably a reason I don't remember. And you understand why there's a reason I don't remember.
Yeah. We're gonna skirt away from that one. But please. That's where Gina came from, and now we
just roll with it. Now,
it's like our alter egos.
I would say so, yeah.
So
100%.
That's the name. As for Pig Rigs, why don't you introduce why that came?
Pig Rigs is really funny. So we come from a really small town, and there's really not much to do. So what we often find ourselves doing is just driving around to other towns, like other surrounding towns near us, and we just listen to music, we talk, like how we're doing right now.
It's like a debrief.
Yeah.
But like 3 times a week. Correct. And nothing Correct. Eventful happens in our
we
lives.
We literally just like drive around and gossip, if you will. But yeah, so we were driving by on this restaurant, and this restaurant is called Pig Rigs. And I was like, that's funny. That's really funny. And I was like, what if we made a TikTok? Because also, I guess another part of the story is that we are always doing random side quests because we're poor. We're college students. We're poor. We have no money. So we always do random stuff to try and get money.
Should we get into what we've done before?
DoorDash.
We also tried Uber Eats. That one really did not work. We did that
once.
No,
we didn't. We did Instacart, babe.
No, we did Uber Eats.
No, we didn't.
Oh, it was Instacart.
It was Instacart.
Can you tell who's the dumb one here?
That's going to happen a lot. Yeah, that was fun, though. We definitely have to do a whole episode on our DoorDash experiences because I want to go back. And I miss our DoorDash life.
We have, like, good stories from our DoorDash days.
I actually, on my personal TikTok page, I have a whole series. It's maybe like 7 videos of us DoorDashing last fall. And it was a lot of fun. And I fear we should bring it back sometime.
What do you guys think, our listeners?
That's what they said. Why isn't there a boo button? There should be a boo. Oh, that one doesn't work. Oh, God, we've got a broken button.
Oh, no. Just wait until our Halloween editions because we have a special sound effect.
My favorite.
And we just found out that our podcast room is open until midnight.
Late night pod sesh, am I right? Who's ready?
Crazy college kids.
The way we've had no college life our whole full 4 years being here.
This is college life. Everyone's experience is different. That's where we are. But yeah, so
that's another episode. 4 years
of jeez, driving sadness around our hometown.
Guys, we're really successful, I promise.
We just don't want to disclose that yet, but we'll get there.
I can't wait until we get ballsy on this podcast and we start like getting into the town stuff.
Because that's gonna be real good.
I actually wrote down a podcast idea today. I was in class and I was like, it would be really funny if we did an episode on things that got us canceled in high school. Tune in next week because I'm getting excited. I'm getting ahead of myself. And it's going to be like a 3-hour podcast of just me. Why people hated me in high school. Even though I feel like they had no reason to.
I second that one. We'll get there.
Whatever, bitches.
We'll get there. We will definitely get there.
Bitches.
We'll get there, bitches.
Can't wait for that one. It's going to be plastered on Instagram stories.
Oh,
like,
probably.
Everyone, look at this bitch, what she has to say.
Everyone's going
to
be
clearing her name.
Reposting it. I feel like there was more of an intro I wanted to do. Is there any more we should share?
I don't even know what we were talking about. I don't remember.
Well, we introduced our names.
See, this is the problem with us starting a podcast. We're going to get sidetracked. We're not going to know what we talked about or what we're currently talking about. And then it's going to be like 6 hours long.
To also give you guys more of a background, besides being with each other 3 times a week, we call probably like at least twice a day. And each phone call is probably like an hour long.
But we have healthy boundaries. We're just attached at the hip. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay.
We have fun. And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Because...
You're holding back.
Some people... I am holding back.
We'll save that one.
Okay.
We'll save that thought. Right. But,
Yeah, that's us.
That's our little introduction. So, let's get into the good stuff. Our first episode, we didn't really know what to talk about yet because, you know, this is new to us. We had to figure out sound effects, the room, but...
And this is so much fun. I never want to stop.
No.
Like, the thought of having to shut up right now is making me sad.
One thing you learn about us, too, is that we are probably the biggest yappers you will ever meet. I am frequently late, not to things that I actually have to be on time for, but even tonight, I was late because... plugging Gianna's sister, Selena, I know you're listening. She cleans my teeth, and she was cleaning my teeth before this, and I was yapping her ear off for like 30 to 45 minutes before she even started.
And I was waiting for Jesse to come and get me.
And I was late, and it's because I'm a yapper, so you'll find that we're yappers on this podcast.
I would compare us to... Brooke Schofield and Tana Mojo, minus the racism and minus the controversy. So really not a comparison at all. What happened?
Oh, there was something on the screen.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
What'd it say?
It showed, like, the recording.
That's a little freaky.
Maybe this room is... haunted. I wanted to save that one, but I think it was
good
there.
I know, that was good. That's our fucking Halloween... shit.
You guys will find out. You'll find out. So another intro I feel like we need to talk about is how we met.
Yeah, we've known each other for a long time, have we?
Yeah. But it's funny. Our dynamic duo, we've known each other for since...
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Since we were literally 5 years old. But we didn't become best friends again until... Was it June? No, it was junior year.
I think it was senior year. I feel like we didn't start getting close until, like, okay.
Maybe rekindled junior year.
Maybe it was summer of junior year going into senior year of
high school. But we've rekindled beginning of junior year because that's when we started to work together. We started to talk again then.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right.
But then we became close senior year.
Oh, because, yeah, COVID hit.
Yes.
But we really weren't that close during COVID. That's a whole other, like...
Yeah.
Well, COVID sucked.
That was a rough time. But, no, I feel like it was in the midst of COVID is when we started to become close.
I would say so. I agree.
But our original meeting story, it's actually my favorite. Funniest thing, too, is it's in our yearbook because I just think it's, like, the best story ever told.
It's in our yearbook.
Yeah, I put that my favorite memory in high school was when, you know what I'm about to say.
I don't, but...
When you taught me how to do a cartwheel. That was my favorite memory. In
you
our
put
yearbook.
That in the yearbook?
Yes.
We need to do an episode where we bring the yearbook. Oh my gosh, this is so fun, guys. I don't think you understand how much fun I'm having talking into a microphone.
This is the best.
It is.
But to give a little background on that story, basically... We were in kindergarten, and I think it was like, I don't know, second, third day of school. And I had this friend who was a mutual of Gianna and Gina.
Whoa! Oh! She just doxed me on episode one. Okay, Justine. Wow. I didn't even pay attention. I got doxed in episode one.
Well, listen, if you're still listening here, you're a true fan, and I'd hope you know her identity.
I'm telling you, it's literally just everyone from high school right now. It's like, you know exactly who I'm thinking of.
Yep. Regardless, we're mutuals. We had a mutual friend, and she brings me over to Gina. And she says, look, she knows how to do a cartwheel.
And sure Gina, do, bitch.
Gina looks at me and goes, yeah, you want to see it? And I go, yeah.
Just like that.
Just like that. She does the cartwheel, and she goes, I'll teach you how to do one.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay. So she teaches me. She mm-hmm. goes, all right, give it a go. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, she put me on the spot already.
Sure did.
I do my cartwheel, and guess what she says at the end?
What did I say? Tell the world what I said.
She goes, eh, that was all right, but mine was better. Mind you, this was in kindergarten.
Listen, I'm a girl who knows what I want.
Fair.
Why is there shame in that?
That's so valid. You're so valid.
Thanks.
I know.
I feel like iCarly.
We have like the whole like...
All right, this one goes on forever. Sorry, guys. I don't know how to turn it off.
Oh, there we go. We have like the whole setup like iCarly too.
We do. We just need a Freddy.
Yeah.
We need a cameraman.
We gotta find him. Even though we're both in happily relationships.
Correct. It's another...
Yeah, we don't worry about that right now.
No, that's not what this episode is not for men.
Nope.
Bye, men.
This is for the girlies and Anthony.
The girlies and the gays. And the theys and the thems.
But yeah, so that's how we met. And then, again, we were friends all through elementary school. Oh, the reason Gina and I stopped being friends is... This is really embarrassing.
It was over a man.
No, it was... Oh. No. It was in seventh grade. You told me Santa wasn't real.
Oh, God. That's why we stopped being... Okay. I guess there's a couple of reasons then. Because I thought it was because you wanted to be a cheerleader and you ditched our lunch table. You said, bye.
Well... It was after you told me Santa wasn't real.
In seventh grade, you should have known. Listen, I apologize.
I was sheltered.
I really do apologize for ruining that for you. I just assumed we were all on the same page in seventh grade. wrongful assumption, I guess. I apologize. I really, really do. I'm so sorry.
I'm still scarred to this day. And you know what? When Gina and I have kids in the future and we're godmothers. And yep. When we have kids in the future and we're godmothers of each other's children and they call each other, you know, we're aunties or whatever. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying right now.
Okay, where's this going?
I am going to tell Gina's children, never tell my children that Santa isn't real.
I thought you were going to go, I'm going to tell your children Santa's not real.
Oh, I mean, I could do that too. I could ruin their Christmas.
Okay. I feel weird with us just... Bitch, shut up. I feel weird with just us laughing. I feel like we have to have...
This is why we need our guests, because mm-hmm. they'd be laughing too.
This juice tastes like piss.
Oh,
it does. I don't know why.
Mine is, like, really thick. You guys can't even see it,
That's
but...
That's what she said.
Oh. But yeah, so anyway, we stopped being friends, and then we rekindled and attached to the hip.
Mm-hmm. Ever since. Yep. Which is really funny because, like, I feel like people would have never expected me and Jesse to be as close as we are.
But we
rise on top.
We have been through a lot of things together. A lot of shit.
So much shit.
And we're still here.
Yes. And we always will be. And nobody can break that.
Nothing.
Because we have a bond like no other. And we're the only two people who understand each other.
Wow. I'm like, really? Oh, we can't bring this love to the podcast yet. They don't know about it.
They don't know about the things we do. They don't know about the I love yous. But I bet you if they only knew, they would just be jealous of us.
Gianna used to sing back in her days.
I did used to sing. I was in a band.
Maybe we should turn this into like a singing podcast. I don't sing.
Absolutely
good,
nobody would want that.
No, you're right. You're right.
But with that being said, that is one of our favorite things in the whole entire world. Singers,
yes.
Concerts.
That is
our gig.
Huge concert goers.
Extremely.
We, I think the only concert I've ever been to without Gina has been a country concert because she doesn't really like country. But she did go to a country concert with me this weekend.
Post Malone. Sure did.
And she actually said it was really fun.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed myself. I love Post Malone. We saw Post Malone together last year, pre-country. Fantastic.
And now we've seen him post-country. Post, get it?
That button doesn't work. I want a boo button.
We can make one for the next one.
How?
We'll figure it out.
No, we won't.
But she said she actually liked post-country better than the last one, so...
I liked the show better than the last time because I felt like I had more fun because last time we were just in pissy moods. We were being stubborn.
Yeah, we were.
And we didn't want to sit in a certain place on the lawn than what our group wanted to sit. And
we're petty.
Yeah, so that was, like, annoying. We were annoyed.
Yeah.
But it's funny. You know what I was thinking about on the drive home from that concert, actually? How petty we were last year at Post Malone because we didn't want to sit in the back of the lawn because we were like, people are going to throw up back here. We don't want to see people throw up. And decide, like, no, this is really important about me and Jesse. We hate throwing up. Like, that is our probably biggest fear in the whole entire world.
But I also get very bad if someone gags. Like, yeah. Even the thought of someone gagging, like, is making me nauseous right now. Mm-hmm. But if I hear someone gag, I kind of, like, freak out. So,
and that's how I get when I see, like, someone actively throwing up or, like, I can't be around it because then I get really nauseous and then I'll throw up. And so that's just, like, a really important detail. But I really hope you guys don't hate us and, like, start sending us vomit.
But in case you do... We do have this wonderful thing.
In case
thing.
We do, go to hell.
We have this wonderful
Sincerely.
We have this wonderful thing called Zofran. I actually put Gina on it.
Yeah, but don't endorse a drug.
No, you're right.
Don't. It's fantastic. It really is.
No,
it's mind-changing.
Our doctors give it to us. It's not like...
It's prescribed.
It's, yeah.
We're not doing anything. We're not drug addicts. We're
at
not...
All. Nope.
Illegal behaviors here.
This is prescribed.
Prescribed? Did she say prescribed? It's
oh
not
God.
Prescribed.
It's prescribed.
Stay so bad.
Where were we talking about?
Throwing up. Post Malone. I was just going to say it's funny that how petty we were last time when this time around literally everyone and their mom was throwing hurls in front of us.
One of our friends.
Livvy Love.
We were
Sorry,
standing
girl.
There, and there was an entire group of people behind us who were...
Men, if you don't know.
And they were very drunk.
Obliterated.
And one of the guys slipped and fell down the hill and took our poor friend.
Oh, my God. God, he took her out bad.
She fell, he fell, and as we're getting her up, he falls on her again. I'm so
she
sorry,
She almost
Liv.
Took me down.
This was the funniest thing I've ever witnessed in my life. Yeah. I took a step back, and I just looked at her.
Justine really had to take in the moment. She took a step back. She said, oop.
And then I yelled at the guy and said, get over here, and I got them away. And then,
and he goes, I'm just trying to enjoy the music.
Like, yeah, bro,
okay,
you're not
you
going to hear it tomorrow.
Enjoy it from 5 feet behind her. You fucking impaled her. You rolled down the hill like a snowball. You took her out. You're going to take a whole army of people out. Dude, people
over here,
have no concert etiquette anymore.
Dude's over here like, I'm just trying to enjoy the music. Yeah, bro, tomorrow.
And we aren't?
Tomorrow when you're throwing up and you can't remember a thing. Like, come on.
I'm just trying to enjoy the music. Okay, and we're not trying to come out with a concussion. Excuse me? Who's at fault here?
Like it was Liv's fault that he fell on
I it. Promise you guys, this man snowballed down the hill.
It
and
was.
He was taking anyone out who was in his way. He was persistent with that fall.
And the problem is, after his friends got him back up, they had him hold him up the rest of the concert. They held him up.
Men, that's all I have to say.
But moral of the story.
Sorry, Liv.
Yeah.
Poor Liv didn't... I wish Anthony was there so he could have beat his ass.
I know.
Because we're just girls. We can't stick up to men like that. We'll get punched in the face. And you know what? We already were three little pop girls at a country concert.
We weren't ready for it.
That's the worst place to be.
We weren't ready for it.
Country people, like,
crazy.
I'm specifically talking about Republican men. They...
Damn,
they don't like.
Do we plug the podcast like this yet?
They don't like our culture.
Sidetracking, nah.
Fine, I'll stop.
We go to a lot of concerts.
We do. I counted. I've been to 16 this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Wow. We have upcoming Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm. On Wednesday.
Which,
hopefully this will already be posted by then. I gotta figure out how to, like, edit and everything, but we've been doing pretty good so far, I think.
Yeah, hope so.
I don't think we need to make many edits.
Hope so. But we're gonna see a girly. Who else did we see this year so far?
We saw Tate McRae.
Oh, she
we
was good. She was great, actually.
She was amazing. Let me just pull my list up. I have a list on my phone of everyone I've seen this year, and... Oh, shit, I didn't want to open that text.
Who else did we see? We go to so many that I can't even remember.
I saw Chapel Roan three times this year. I went to two music festivals, saw her there, and then I saw her in New Haven back in April. We saw Olivia Rodrigo.
We did. That was at MSG. That was also a great show.
I saw Niall. I saw Nikki. Like I said, I went to two music festivals. I went to Boston Calling and Gov Ball. Both amazing. Madison Beer, I saw.
We saw more people together this year besides Olivia. Who else did we go to?
We just went to Olivia and Tate this year.
No.
I have all my concerts written down.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I felt like it was more...
Yeah. I just got Pitbull tickets today, and I've never been so excited about a concert in my entire life.
Oh, I thought that was the clapping one.
Oh. That one, the yellow one, is clapping. Thanks, guys. Thank you. I got Billy tickets the other day, too, so I'm excited for that.
That was all me. I got those.
No, babe. You got Dua.
Oh.
You got Dua Babe. Nice try, though.
I can't keep up anymore because I try. I do some. I did that one concert for Gina.
You try and that's all that matters.
I know. It's the effort that's there.
Exactly. Give yourself credit where credit's due.
You're right. But with that, all of our concerts, I think pretty much every single one of them has a story.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a good time. We have a concert group that we're pretty loyal to. We go to all our shows with these amazing, fantastic group of people who I just want to shout out because I love them.
We love you dearly.
We wouldn't be where we are without you guys. That's for sure.
Nope.
So let's just list them off one by one. We've got Anthony. We've got Olivia. Go ahead.
We got Mel.
Oh, she got a long one.
Oh, she did.
We got Emma.
We got Camille.
Abby. Adela. Angelo. Sometimes. He was in Florida, but. That's it.
Yeah.
That's our group. That's our fucking group.
That is truly. Love you all. I know you're listening.
You're all so magical and beautiful. And you make our world go round.
And you will all be featured on this podcast one day.
I hope to God. I hope. I pray. I
please.
Manifest. I ask the universe, please send them to our podcast.
They will be here. They've experienced so many things with us.
Mm-hmm.
So many.
And that's what we're going to jump right into. Our funny and great concert memories.
There's so many.
I really wish I knew how long we were recording for because it says bar 889. Is that second? What is that?
I'm going to assume that's seconds.
I don't know what that is in seconds.
I don't either. I think we're going to have to do a little lookup. But as she's starting to look that up, I will tell my first funny concert memory that I can think of off the top of my head. We were going to see Harry Styles.
Oh, my God. 900 seconds is 15 minutes?
It's been...
Hell no, that's not right.
No, that's not.
That's not right. That can't be right.
That's not right.
That's not right.
We'll figure it out. But we went to go see Harry Styles for
Would die on a hill for him.
Because I was in the pink outfit. This was the second weekend in a row. We saw him the weekend previously.
I went 3 weekends in a row to Love on Tour, and I wish I could have went like 6.
Great show. Great show. And Gina and I are walking the streets arm in arm, you know, because New York City, we're a little scaredy. And a woman comes up to me, doesn't say a word, and she just grabbed my boob.
Yeah.
And
Jesse got assaulted.
And I kind of start like freaking out, and I turn to Gina, and she's like, "What?" And I'm like, "She just touched my boob." And she lets go of my arm and goes, "Ew, gross, don't touch me." And I had to, this was before the concert, too.
Joking, guys. I was joking.
But I had to go the rest of the concert feeling as disgusting as I did.
This lady was homeless. And very visibly...
a drug addict.
I'm trying not to get us canceled, Jess. Relax. Hold on, give me a sec. Let me think. She's right.
Yeah, no.
But, so, I feel like we have to disclaim our humor, because I feel like a lot of people are not going to get it, and they're going to be like, well, you guys are just bitches. There's nothing they can do. They're homeless. Which, yes, we understand that, and sorry.
We apologize. I'm sorry. I got a little ahead of myself.
But, I don't think anybody would enjoy being touched, especially by someone
who appears dirty.
Jesse, why did you click that button?
I am not responsible for the sound effects. My hands are up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, no. Funny enough, Love on Tour was a great time. Probably, I tell everyone, the happiest I think I've ever been in my whole entire life. I wish I was exaggerating, because everything after Love on Tour, I fear, just went completely downhill. Up until last year.
I'm not going to disagree. I'm not going to go against what you said.
Thanks. Please don't, because you would be wrong if you did.
But, yeah, no, what a great show. Saw it. You know,
saw it, loved it,
miss it, look back at the videos. That's honestly probably one of the only shows I actually look back at my videos for.
Really?
Yeah.
We went to Love on Tour in 2021 as well as 2022.
Which is absolutely wild that was 3 years ago.
Should have been 2023 and should have been 2024. Yep. But whatever.
Very unfortunate.
That same, not the same show. It was actually the weekend after. Target, I am your number one fan. I love Target. Oh, my God, that scared the shit out of me.
That was my chair.
I thought somebody, like, honked, but we're in a building, so that's not possible. That scared me. I apologize. Oh, my God. Okay, well, with that being said, I don't remember what I was saying. I just got so crept out.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Target. I was talking about Target. I love Target. Target, I love you. So I buy my sticky bras from Target. Like, they're good. So why not spend my money there? And, you know, you got to do what you got
to
do.
A little preface to this before the story. She thought this one was going to be a good one. Most of them are good.
They are, yeah.
But I don't know what happened here.
I've rebought them after this situation, so I think we know where I'm going with this. One of my favorite Harry songs of all time is Satellite. One, Fine Line, but number two, Satellite. He was singing Satellite, I think I got overly excited. I was jumping up and down. I was a sticky mess, okay? I was sweating because it was my third and final show of Love on Tour. And I told myself, I was like, I'm going to limit the videos. I'm going to stay in the moment. I'm just going to have a great time. That I did. I was jumping up and down. Said Target sticky bra falls off my voluptuous titties over the railing, face up, staring back at me.
If we end up doing a video to this podcast, we have to show them the picture.
My titties?
No. Well, of the sticky bra, like, it is like miles away from Gianna in this
picture.
Oh
my God,
it is so funny.
But the crazy thing is, everyone's like, did you try to throw your bra hair? No, I did not. I was 19 years old, I think, right? In 2022.
Yeah. Yeah, you were 19.
Yeah, I was 19. I was not throwing my sticky boobs at Harry. It just so happened to gently fall out of my shirt and land over the railing. There is a group of men in the room next to us, and I'm not liking talking about this while they're screaming and yapping. But that's what happened, and I was super embarrassed, and I actually posted the photo on Twitter, and it went a little bit viral, and that was really exciting for me.
It did.
Because everyone's like, how the hell did it happen? It happened because Target, you don't have great adhesive. Sorry to say it. Sue me. No, don't.
No, no. We go
don't,
to Target.
Don't actually sue me. I love you, Target.
All the time. So don't sue us. Mm. Don't sue her. Because then if you sue her, I'm going down with her.
Yeah, and we can't have that. We can't have two people go down.
No. God, no.
Yeah, that's my sticky boob experience. Well, that's one of them. It also happened at the 5 Seconds of Summer concert. And that pissed me off. I was holding my bra the whole time, and I was jumping, and I think it went down during Bad Omens. That
it
was the
did.
First song.
It did, and that was their opening song. That's wild.
And I was just so fed up at this point. I took the damn thing. I threw it on the ground. I said, get out.
I'm not doing it.
No.
And just like that.
That's what happened. So Target, please invest in better adhesive, or maybe I should sweat less. I don't know.
I
still buy them, though.
I have another story, but it's quite embarrassing.
My God. Please tell me it's the Doja Cat story.
The silence is so real. Because
was it?
I don't know what that story is.
Bro. I'm going to walk out.
Yes, you do. What Doja Cat story?
Tell that story.
You have to. This is funny from
okay,
your
then
part.
You go first, then what you were talking about.
Oh, I hate this story. But in the time we thought it was a good idea. It was at
Harry. No. You can't. You have to wait till Mel's here.
Okay, you're right.
All right, that story you guys are not getting until we get Melanie's ass in this studio.
Melanie will be here. She needs to tell it with us.
If you're listening to this, you know exactly what we're talking about. And you need to be here, and you need to tell that story. Because I think we told it on our other podcast, but I don't remember. Melanie was my co-host on my other podcast I had, so I love her to death. I love Melanie dearly. She would be so stoked being here. We really have to get her down to tell that story.
This is trauma. The story,
it's trauma. It's trauma. Bad. It's really, really bad. And I really don't want to publicly admit it until we have her here.
I agree. So then you tell the Doja Cat story because I forgot about that one.
So
it's funny.
We saw Doja Cat last December in Boston. And we...
Let me also say, we... luckily got our seats upgraded.
We did.
We were last row of the arena, and security guards came up to us and asked if we wanted upgrades. We were like, yeah. And we got brought down to the lower level. We were maybe, what, like 6 rows away?
No. I don't think so. We were kind of in the middle, but we were in like a... I wouldn't consider a suite, but they were definitely like comfy chairs, and
it had a
private bar and a
private bathroom.
Yeah, all that stuff. So I guess you can say a
club,
suite. Club. Correct.
Seating.
Yeah,
club.
So yeah, we were marching our asses to our seats, having a grand old time. I really don't remember the setup of how this happened, but...
It was definitely before Ice Spice. I think it was literally, like, the pre-playlist.
Okay, yeah, maybe. Maybe you were just getting just jiggy with it. I don't know. Somehow, we turn away for 2 seconds. We look back. This bitch is on the floor. Na 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 na.
The worst part about it was I was sitting next to a man, a very nice man. He was with his girlfriend, and I fully went to go sit down in my seat, and I don't know what happened. I missed the seat, and I
tumbled.
I fell right into this man. He practically caught me, and
you just hear it go ooh, and she's on the ground,
and his girlfriend's laughing at me, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
We're pissing our pants.
And,
pissing our pants. It was so funny.
I was in pain the rest of the night. Like, that was when I realized I was getting old. Because that
Guys,
hurt.
It was one of those things that you just had to be there because it was really funny.
Oh, yeah. Embarrassing times. Embarrassing times.
Yeah. That was a good one, though. That was funny.
There's so many concerts we've been to that we have so many good experiences, but...
One of my favorite moments was... at the 5 Seconds of Summer show when we went in Boston. It was August last year, I think. We went with Mel and Abby, and it was just like, Emma was there too also.
Yep.
And it's so much fun going to concerts like in a group. Obviously, it's totally fun going alone too, but when you're in a group with like friends, it's so nice to just like take in the environment and share the moment together.
And one of the things we did at this concert that was kind of unlike us, we stayed off to the back and we were like, you know what, we're just going to take this time, we're going to dance, we're going to sing, we're going to cry, we're just going to have a good time. Like, you know, we're watching the band, but we're more focusing on us. Mm-hmm. And we basically danced in the back of the pit. And
we have like a 5 minute long video of us just going sick to Youngblood. We're like dancing in a circle. We're doing like what's that thing where you all line up and then you kick your legs?
Like
one
a
by
kick
one.
Line?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did a kick line together. There was a whole bunch of girls around us,
and
other people
so many
around
friends
us
that night. And it's just like, you know,
we
what?
Did like a huge mosh pit during
we
Youngblood.
Did that.
It was so cool. Turns out like literally everybody got COVID after, which is not cool, but somehow we reigned. We stay on top.
We stay on top. But, no, seriously, going to concerts is probably one of the best things for us. You make so many friends, and I don't know, I feel like I'm getting teary-eyed talking about this. Like,
I get so emotional.
I'm thinking about this experience, and I'm just like, these memories, we're going to be talking to our children, and I'm going to be telling them about the time that we danced in the back of the pit to Five Sauce, and it's like, I don't know if other people would really bring as much emphasis if you haven't experienced it, but I think it's something that is very near and dear to us.
And it's really funny when people are like, you seeing that artist again? Are you going to that show again? How many times have you seen that show?
Like
yeah. Because it's fucking fun. We have such a good time. And honestly, the one thing about us is I fear we will always go to a show probably just twice.
Yeah.
Harry's different. Ariana's different too. But we always have like one show to take the videos and like,
and then another show is
to just
for
live
funsies
in the moment. That's what I love about us.
Yeah, we're so unique. I don't know as many people besides our concert group that truthfully goes to this many concerts.
Oh, I'm sure there's a ton of you guys out there though
listening to this. Yeah, yeah,
and that's like kind of what we want our podcast to attract. Like, we want to be able to talk about these experiences and like have people relate and like, or even like give tips and tricks that we do at our concerts to make it more enjoyable that somebody like may not have thought to have done. Or like, for example, your mom said Happy Daughter's Day.
Oh.
We have Jesse's phone up with our podcast transcript agenda,
and my mom texts me, shout out mom.
Hi, mommy. Shit, what was I saying?
You were giving a tip.
Oh, one of my like tips that I tell people to do, which I actually put on my personal TikTok back in Love on Tour 2021 days, my Apple Watch, I record the whole show on voice memos just so I don't have to like take a bunch of videos and I could still have the audio of the show and like look back and like hear all my favorite songs and stuff. And I recorded Harry Ween, I recorded Love on Tour like every time I went.
Like every show you have on your Apple Watch, pretty much.
I do. So it helps me keep my phone down and live in the moment while still have, like, that memory.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that tip on TikTok and everyone was like, oh, my God, like, I didn't think of this.
Yeah, I feel like we really want to make this into, like, talking about our concert experience and everything. Mm-hmm. But
We also want to keep it as authentic as possible. Like, you are going to hear stories about our life and, like, high school stuff and things that we've been through that has
nobody safe.
It's been a while.
But no, we've been through a lot of things. I would call them very unique to our own situations, and
you'd be surprised.
Yeah, crazy. But this is again for the girlies, for the gays.
For the theys, for the thems.
We want you guys to be able to listen to this
and relate.
Yeah.
And rain on top with us.
Yeah.
Cause we're gonna have a lot of fun. I don't really know if we have, like, a schedule yet. We're going to have to plan, like, all the logistics and stuff afterwards. I think, what are we thinking, like, this is going to be uploaded to Spotify?
Yeah.
Spotify, sponsor us.
Spotify, if you're listening.
Sponsor us, please.
Please, please sponsor us.
We are just doing this out of, like, the near and dear of our heart. This is out of the funness. We aren't putting any money into this. We're not getting any money.
We don't know if anyone will even listen to this.
Might and if they don't, us. Whatever. It's fucking fun anyway.
We're having a good time. That's what this is for. All the things we do is truthfully for the plot.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's yeah. all for the plot. So this could either go viral or no one can ever watch this besides us.
And no matter what, that's fine because we're having a fun time doing it and this microphone is really cool.
And we also have headphones on.
Yes. And we are also in a podcast room with
sound effects.
I know it's annoying. I know.
We just love that button. But I don't know. We have, you know, we're open to taking suggestions on what people mm-hmm. want us to talk about. We're going to create some things that we can talk about as well. We're going to have guests. So many guests. That need to come and talk with us and just yap. But this is basically just a yap session. If we weren't mm-hmm. recording,
this is what we would be talking about anyway. So it's literally just like an insight to our lives.
Daily. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think? Are we wrapping it up now?
I think this might be an ending to our first episode.
Thanks for anybody who has tuned in, especially if you stayed this long. Hopefully, if you listened well in the car, you reached your destination safe. I don't know what the hell to say right now.
If you have suggestions of things you want us to talk about, please feel free to reach out to us. We're very open to talking about anything with anybody. Yeah.
Please talk to us.
Talk to us, please.
We only have each other.
We're going a little crazy in here.
It's really hot in here. But, like, there's no air. Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
Yeah, there really is. We really got to get this door open. But
need
like
a freaking fan in here.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to this. I know we enjoyed talking to this microphone. We've had a good mm-hmm. time tonight.
Shameless plug real quick. We don't have any social media right now except TikTok. I guess we're going to have to see how well this does before we make like an Instagram or something. Because I know Instagram Reels also are quite popular for those who are weird and don't believe in TikTok.
That's true. AKA our boyfriends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who don't even have Instagram yep. Reels. They are on Facebook.
YouTube Shorts.
Yep. YouTube Shorts. Yep. But yeah, I don't know. Let us know what you guys think about this, and I don't know what even our Spotify name is going to be yet.
Probably just Pig Rigs, unless it's taken.
Better not be.
Then we got to figure that out.
But, yeah, we're trying to keep this as unedited as possible, and I guess that's it.
I guess we'll see you guys on the next one. This was a lot of fun.
We'll see you guys soon. Tuning out. That's Jesse.
And Gina. Pig Rigs. Yeah.